Welcome to Awakenings Movement Podcast. Awakenings Movement is a community where dreamers become believers and believers become doers.
Gosh, I don't know about y'all, but there's a lot going on in our world, in our nation, and even in the space this morning. Like, we came in and things just weren't how they normally are, and so we made some adjustments and it's working, but I think that this is a good time for us to quiet ourselves, to leave the outside. And so I'm going to invite you all to just get comfortable in your seats for a moment. I recommend placing your feet flat on the ground as a way to ground us. And then I would invite you to close your eyes. And start to pay attention to the sounds that you hear. Any particular scents that you may smell. And then draw your attention to your breath. And then using our mind's eye, starting at our feet, become aware of where your feet meet the floor. And moving up from our feet to our ankles and our legs, just imagining that you're scanning your body. So gently moving from your lower legs to your upper legs, paying attention to where your behind is seated in your chair. And then moving up your lower back to your shoulders. For a lot of us, our shoulders and our back is a place where we carry a lot of tension or dis-ease. So this is an opportunity to pay attention to the tension in our bodies and breathe into those spaces. So if you feel a knot, for example, imagine that your breath is actually going to that space. Pay attention to any sensations that your skin may feel right now. Do you feel that the air? And then moving from your shoulders up to the back of your neck and the back of your head, continuing to breathe and continuing to pay attention to any tense places. So if your jaw is clenched, then I invite you to release it. If you're holding tension in your brow, then breathe into that space and release that tension. If you're holding your tongue on the roof of your mouth, release it. It's not very often that we get to be still and quiet. So take the next few moments to just be. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the sweet sounds of babies. We thank you for each breath that we are able to take. We thank you for the divine DNA that you have placed in us. And we thank you that just being is enough. We come to you with open hearts and open minds today. We trust you and we thank you. It's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so last week, Marlon introduced us to the first two of seven lessons that he brought back from his yoga teacher training in Panama. And so this week, Danielle and I are going to share time unpacking those two lessons so we can apply some practical steps to them. And then we'll kind of experiment with the space, the rec room itself. So we've been here every Sunday, and we've kind of ventured out into the cafe for our meals and stuff, but we're actually going to break out into some sessions and do some work, so it should be fun. So when we're talking about the first lesson that Marlon introduced to us, wanting more and wanting better, we thought a good place to lay the foundation for that would be with revisiting the fruits of the Spirit. So let's read this together. Ready? Read.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
So if during this week, if you've had a difficult time imagining what more may look like for you, then this is an opportunity to use scripture as a place to make a determination of what it is. Is it more love? Is it more joy? Is it more goodness, right? So we'll use that to draw from. The first lesson, I get what I want, so I will want more. I must want better. How many of you have put into practice kind of like deciding what more would look like for you this week? Anybody? A couple people? Okay, awesome. And then the follow-up to that was, when I know what I want for nothing. And so deciding is a first step. Whenever I think about this, I think of Kiana, because one of our first conversations at a time when I was very frustrated with like the direction and feeling lost in my life, Kiana asked me, well, what do you want? I was like, I don't know. Okay, so we get to decide, right? So deciding, once we decide what it is that we want, we get to determine and communicate what that decision or what those desires are, right? So what I want to encourage us today, and what I hope that we leave equipped with, is the knowing that when we determine and communicate what we want, there are several things that can happen, and sometimes those things are hurtful, they're uncomfortable. And part of my role as a contemplative designer for Awakenings is to encourage us to dive into some counterintuitive practices. And so the idea of welcoming things that we normally want to push away is what I hope that we leave with. So sometimes we determine and decide as a city that there are certain statues that don't that no longer serve our communities and they need to come down, right? Sometimes we decide that in our role, in our jobs, that we're ready for growth and there's more that we want to take on, and so we determine and we communicate what that feels like and looks like to our employers. And then in relationships, any relationship, maybe it's a partnership or a friendship, we get to determine and decide and communicate how we want to be treated, what our more or better looks like. And when we determine and communicate, this gets to be the tricky part, allowing and welcoming, right? So in deciding that we want more and that we want better,
we also find ourselves in a position of vulnerability. So if I communicate this, and the people or persons that I'm communicating this to have the option, right, of either accepting what I'm requesting and kind of rising to meet us in that and supporting us in that. And then they also could decide, well, all right, that's, I don't have it in me to meet that request, right? Which may look like a relationship ending, which leaves us feeling hurt. But what we need to remember is if we are desiring and wanting more and better, then we have to allow some of the old things to go away. So a lot of times we're like, well, why? Why is this happening? Why can't this person love me the way that I'm telling them that I need and want to be loved? Some of us just don't have that in us. And so instead of, I'm not saying to go away from the hurt, but I'm saying look at it as an opportunity for what you are desiring to come into your life, right? So allowing and welcoming, it's a continuing process of allowing and welcoming when we desire more. And sometimes it looks like things are falling apart before we can see them being put back together. So Danielle is going to come and she's going to lead us through the practical steps. So I'm going to pass this along to her.
Yeah, I'll give it
up
to you.
Thank you. Woo! Okay, before we get started, I wrote a letter this morning to you guys that I want to read. And y'all, praise God for Tia, because she edited it, because it was a little more angry than it needed to be this morning, so she helped me to, she was like my anger translator, like you know how Obama has the anger translator on coming? She was like my peaceful translator. Dear people that I love, who are melanin and value rich, there is no time like the present to love yourself and want more better. Yeah. The domestic terrorist attack in Charlottesville, Virginia, is further evidence that this nation is crawling with people who judge the value of life on the basis of skin tone and affiliation. If we listen to those messages, the little stories that are everywhere, that we are not worthy of love, equality, opportunity, that we are not worthy of achieving our dreams, receiving our desires, being well, we will make those stories right. Protest with every molecule of your body. Protest with every fiber of your being. Protest with every goal that you have. Protest by living the life you want. Do not waste your time and energy on words and hate. Invest your time and energy and words on actively loving yourself, loving those God gave you, and living a life of love. And when your good white people ask what they can do, here are three ways they can begin. They can set their intention to love and honor African American people as valuable, equal, and whole human beings. Mm-hmm. Two, they can have hard conversations with their friends, coworkers, and families, inviting them and asking them to share their intention to love, honor, and African American people as valuable, equal, and whole human beings. Help them to acknowledge thinking otherwise, and help them to dismantle stereotypes, assumptions, and divisive beliefs. In the event that they are unwilling, you make your intentions clear. Lastly, say with your dollars that you love and honor African American people as valuable, equal, and whole by financially supporting organizations and movements that love and nurture African American people. Do not require perfect programs or perfect people. I love you. You are fascinating, brilliant, resilient human beings, worthy of love and all that God has for you. Danielle.
Yeah.
So before we move another further, I want you to look somebody in the eye and say, you are worthy of love and all that God has for you. I know we already did the blessing, but this is part of the experience. Look at somebody and say, you are worthy of love and all that God has for you. You are worthy of love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against there such things there is no law. We need to get clear. This Sunday's experience is designed for us not to just be moved and inspired by and reposting what Marlon taught last week. This Sunday is for us to take it like a salve and identify the parts of our soul that need the salve and apply it in this experience. And so today, for the next few minutes, we will engage in a self-love laboratory. Amen, where we will identify, source, and then make plans to practice rituals of self-love, okay? Why do we need to stop and get clear on our own self-love? So God has been talking to me in such clear dialogue, and the only way that I can understand is through writing it. And God told me that the knowing becomes a gnawing, and then if we ignore the gnawing, it becomes nothing. Good. Okay?
Can you go back to that one?
Because the knowing becomes a gnawing. And if we don't awake to it, it becomes nothing. You know in your heart and in your spirit and in your molecular makeup what you dream, what you desire, what you want, what you don't agree to, what you agree to. You know these things. These things are instinctual. These things are in not our head. They're not in our heart. They're in our gut. They are in our stomach. They are in our DNA. Yet we allow convenience, we allow keeping the peace in relationships, we allow these ersatz pleasures. Ersatz means false, it means fake, it means in replacement of. We allow these false pleasures to take precedence over what we really desire. And what happens in our bodies is that knowing becomes a gnawing. That desire for love, that desire for peace, that desire for those fruits of the Spirit becomes so present that it begins to gnaw at us. But here's what happens. As we continue to ignore those molecular DNA urges, as we continue to ignore our gut and our instincts, as we continue to ignore what we know, our body says, okay, I'm gonna leave you alone. And then the things that we do, the things that we consume, the people that we consume, gets piled over on top of what we know that starts to gnaw, and then it becomes nothing. It becomes so muffled that the shout begins to whisper, and then the whisper finally just dies out. And so we have to have moments like this where we stop time, and we assess what has been muffled. We give ourselves permission to return to those inner yearnings, those instincts. Tia, will you pass out the worksheets? So this laboratory is gonna work in three movements. The first is gonna be some inner work, a self-led inner work journey where you will respond to some questions, okay? Then there'll be some really delightful cross-pollinating partner work where we will invite you to explore the building and sit down with a partner for a few minutes, share your responses. And then we're gonna come back in here, and as one big old family, we're gonna process the third movement and shout it out and just get extremely unruly and inappropriate. I may run down the stairs again if I want to. The first I want to talk about is the knowing. And I want to invite you to, just as you read the fruits of the Spirit, let's go back to them. Which of these fruits of the Spirit connects with the knowing that you have about what you desire for your life? Which of these? Is it love? Just call it out. Is it love? Is it peace?
Peace.
What else?
Gentleness.
What else? Joy. Yes. Self-control. Anybody really desire self-control? To do what you say you're going to do and to not do what you say you're not going to do, you know? You're working on it? Hey, brother, you're doing better than you did yesterday, you know? Come on, keep going. Who else? Peace.
Faithfulness.
Gentleness. So there is this knowing that we have. And as you get this little worksheet, what I want you to do is take your pen and take your paper, and I want you to respond to the questions. Devon, can I have one? Oh, sorry, the first one, the other one. Thank you. As you get your sheet, you remember lesson number one. We get what we want, right? Even when what we want is to be right about how bad everything is. So the first question is, what is one story of something negative that I wanted to be right about and I got? For example, I wanted to be right about people being horrible and I keep attracting horrible people. I want to be right about my grandmother being so mean. And so when I walk in her house, I just look for evidence. And as soon as she says something, I say, be like, see, she mean. I'm not coming over here no more. She mean. I'm not spending my Sunday over here. She mean. Right? So what is one example, one story of something negative that you wanted to be right about? And you go ahead and you was right about it. You got what you wanted. And then what is one story of something good that I wanted and received? So for the next minute on your own, respond in the spaces available to this. This is just your personal self-inquiry. This is just you and your paper and your Lord. So you've discussed with yourself your knowing. You have evidence on your sheet of the truth of the statement, I get what I want, even when what I want is bad. You remember the story of getting what you wanted, even when what you wanted was something negative. You have evidence, though, that when you want something good, God can give it to you, because you wrote that down on the second question. And then you just partnered up and talked specifically about how you want to be loved. Has anyone ever been asked that question, like on a first date? Like, hello, yes, I like long walks on the beach. I like poetry, and I like to watch scientific movies. And I just want to know, how would you like to be loved? Has anybody been ever asked that? You wish? You've asked it? Ariel, you... It's a wonder you're still single, brother. It's a wonder you're still single. This is an important question. This is an important question to which we must have a ready response. We cannot not have a response. Because if we don't know how we want to be loved, then we task someone else with loving us the way they want to be loved. And they wrote, when we don't know how we want to be loved, then we task someone else with deciding how they want to be loved and loving us that way. And how many of you know that when you love somebody the way they don't want to be loved, it's like speaking Spanish to a Chinese person?
Yes, sure is.
Okay? What? And so now we're moving into this concept of awakening the nothing. When I know what I want for nothing. However, when I'm unclear on what I want, I get the nothing I expect. Let's read that together. Ready? Go. When I know what I want for nothing. When I am unclear on what I want, I get the nothing I expect. So see, some of us didn't expect nothing. And that's why we ain't get nothing. Some of us said, oh, you didn't have to do that. You don't have to do nothing for my birthday. In their minds, they're like, you better be planning a surprise party for me. That's very different than what you said, however. Right? I don't want to do nothing. I want a cruise. Let's be clear. However, Devon, when I say that, I really mean I don't want to do nothing. I really am serious about that. I don't want to, okay? Just so you know. I don't want a cruise. I want what we talked about, you know. Okay. Anyway. So, briefly, because now we have a frame of reference. We have the fruit of the Spirit right here. So if you are confused, let this be your foundational guide. Here are three self-love practices I will engage this week in order to not only know and respond to, but now I want to engage, ignite, and stir up the energy of what I hope to be the character of my love so that people can begin to smell it and see it and hear it and feel it when they encounter me. And they can not only be nourished, but also have an instruction manual for how to give love back to me. You understand? So three practices based on three fruits for how you will love yourself this week. It should not take very long. Go. If your fruit is joy, how are you gonna enjoy yourself this week? If your fruit is peace, what you gonna do? You gonna meditate? You gonna go to yoga? You gonna walk a labyrinth? What you gonna do? Okay? If it's faithfulness, how are you gonna be faithful to yourself? You gonna eat better this week? You gonna ignore texts? You gonna take Facebook off your phone because it's wasting your time at work? What you gonna do to be faithful to yourself this week? Quickly, quickly, quickly. We don't have a lot of time in life or today. As you're writing them down, I wanna hear them. Come on. Peace. What's your practice? What's your peace practice? You gonna walk in the park in the mornings? Okay, or in the afternoons? Well, who else? Come on.
Self-control.
Self-control. Who said that? Oh, Raven, how you gonna engage that this week?
Get true alone time.
Not with your phone, by yourself. By yourself. Hey. Nine, what you gonna do? What you want for your peace? You gonna eat mac and cheese? That's gonna give you some peace? Mac and peace, okay?
Oh,
yes, Becca.
Laughter.
Oh, that's a good one. How are you gonna engage your laughter this week? You gonna write and tell your own jokes? She's gonna write her own some more jokes. All right. Yeah, you like your jokes? If they funny to you, girl, you write them jokes, girl. Who else? Come on.
Joy,
and what's your joy self-love practice this week?
Dance spontaneous.
Oh, yes. Have y'all ever seen Ariel dance? He like dislocates his joints. He'd be like, how he do that? I can't do that. So what's your next? So come on, Michelle, what's yours? Come on, give me a fruit.
What I love is self-control.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm gonna do is have a daily index card filled out so that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I know what I'm doing, I can control my day, and that helps.
Yeah. So you control your day doesn't happen to you. That's right. Andrea, come on, my master manifestor. I know you got your next 10 years manifested out. So come on, tell us your fruit.
Definitely love, peace, and joy.
Okay, so what are your self-love practices?
My self-love practices are I meditate with myself and ask myself on a regular basis, what do I want, and wait and listen.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on, sister. I'm tied up. Say it again. Write this down, y'all.
My regular self practice every day is to meditate and throughout the day ask myself what I want and wait for the answer and then do what I said I want.
Do what I said I want. We often do stuff that we didn't even want to do and get home and be like, I didn't even want to do that. I did not want to be there.
That does not bring me joy, love,
our peace. So listen, you guys, let's keep this going. Let's keep this going. Don't start making your self-care rituals and stop at 3. You know? Have 5, have 7, have 21. 21 days of self-love. 40 days of self-love. 52 weeks, 365 days. Self-love for the rest of your life. And watch how what you do and how you look begins to shift. Your posture will change. Your facial expression will change. And people will see you walk into a room and say, that looks like somebody I need to know. And they're right. They do need to know you. Look at that, baby. That's all right. So this is the moment of intention. This is the moment where, you know, I love seeing on, did y'all see on the gram this weekend that Issa Rae and Solange hosted this benefit to save this restaurant of the chef in LA, and the restaurant was struggling, they hosted a benefit and they saved it. Hey y'all, let's not wait till our institutions are on the verge of extinction to start acting towards saving them. Why don't we so sacrificially into the organizations and institutions that are loving people and nourishing people so that we never get to the brink where we're having to now rally and act in emergency. Let's not get to that state as a community. So for those of you who are committed members of this movement, we ask and invite and boldly request that you tithe, that you share 10% of your earnings with this organization for the purpose of continuing and growing and investing in not just the people in this room, but the city and the nation and the world. If you're new to this community, or if you're dating us, if we're in that dating phase, give how you want to be loved. Give the way you want to be loved. Give what you would have, you know, paid for a conference, a little one-day conference that where you went to, through a self-love laboratory. Give how you want to be, how you want to be loved. We are so grateful for you guys. We are so, I am just overwhelmed with admiration. Tragedies like what happened in Charlottesville anger me, and then the beauty and the strength and the hope and the community that collects in response lifts me and gives me so much faith in the future. So I invite you guys to give. You can give with a check or cash in the gathering, but you could also give on Secure Give. I always forget to say that. Say that again. It's easy to download, easy to use, is what Ariel said. I also want to say a little bit about the Infinitely More Dreamers Retreat. Go ahead and decide to invest in your dreams by experiencing that retreat. What Tia and what the retreat planning team have developed is beyond what I have ever experienced on a retreat. And I'm personally excited to get the space to be by the water, to be fed for 3 days without worrying about making any decisions about what I'm going to eat. And for my only job is to relax and plan the work of my dreams. Like, that's dope, y'all. So, and Sita, like the retreat is gonna be intimate, and so the spots are limited. So talk to Tia after this gathering so that you can invest in your dreams by going to that retreat.